On call.
Hi, this is Sahak. I'm over here at Local Splash. How are you doing today, sir?
What's Local Splash?
So I'm actually calling about your online listing. You guys still over there in Ambler?
Yep.
And I see you guys had an Angie's listing over there too. You guys still working with them?
They suck.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. Believe me. So the reason I bring them up is because we actually offer a service where unlimited leads would come to you and call you directly. You wouldn't need to pay for leads or worry about paying for leads that may not work out or some of the ins and outs of those type of sites I'm sure you're familiar with. Actually, they would just need... Oh.
Would you hold on a minute?
Sure, yeah.
Let's start with your first name.
Yes, Sahak, S-A-H-A-K. If you want, though, you can just call me Hawk. A little easier to pronounce or remember, I think.
Okay, and you're from what you
local,
call Splash?
Yeah, Local Splash, so local as in the area, Splash as in water.
And where is Splash based out of?
We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Good for you. I wouldn't want to be in California if you paid me.
Understood. Yeah. I'm feeling the same way. I used to live in Hawaii, so I can get
on
the sentiment.
I would definitely go to Hawaii, but California,
for sure.
I wish they would fall off into the, you know, the ocean. And
you wish that that big fault line earthquake would just come already?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, I'm a very jovial guy. Had a rough day, so my sense of humor is kind of, you know, not the best, but
no, it's all good.
I'm just sick and tired of, you know, the people in California that cry, and you know, for the working people such as yourself and myself. But again, California
right.
just has a bad taste in my mouth. But I don't have to live there, so God bless you.
Yeah, right. You've never been there though.
I've been to California.
Oh, you have? That's why you hadn't. Okay,
gotcha. If I go back, it'll just be passing through the airport terminal to get on a connecting flight to go to Hawaii. And that'd be
right.
the reason.
That would be nice. Yeah, definitely looking forward to going back eventually. okay, so now we know the company and the name. And what was your name, by the way?
My name is John.
John. All right, nice to meet you, John. So, like I was saying, if you were with a service like them, obviously I know it probably put a sour taste in your mouth. I hear that all the time, believe me. Now, our service, actually, they would just need to search in Ambler or any surrounding area you want to be found for any service you provide, and we'll make sure that you pop up on the top of the search. That way more people find you organically, and you can kind of tailor it around the needs and the schedule of the business, as well as yourself, of course. I'm sure you're familiar, like, say you're going to search Starbucks near me, and that map that pops up there at the top, you can get the website, get directions, right? They call that the local map section. We provide a service that places companies there because we know 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. So 9 out of 10 people are going to click there. So that's why we focus there. That's where you want to be, right? And the reason that we're contacting you today is because we had a position open up within our company for the listing. So we're calling through the area. Once we find someone, we'll actually close out the area, and we won't work with anyone else in your territory that does what you do. That way it's exclusive to your company, and we make sure that they find you when they're searching for your services in your area, right? It's more beneficial to you. So a couple quick questions for you. What is your service area like mile-wise?
Well, that's kind of a slippery slope because I am in Montgomery County. Bucks County is a stone's throw away from me, and I said, you know, I didn't want to go more than 15 miles or even 10 miles in one direction. That would put me in Philadelphia, which I don't want to be in at all. So geographically, it's not that it's challenging, but as many years as I've been doing this, I don't want to be in Philadelphia anymore. And,
okay, gotcha.
You know, so, but there's also certain parts of Bucks County and Montgomery County that I won't service either. So, again.
Oh, okay. Got you. Now, we can kind of narrow it down to just certain areas too. If you want to be found like, say, just Montgomery County or parts of it, then parts of Bucks County, that's fine too. It's just an idea to get the listing and the pricing for you.
Well, what's the pricing? Let's start with that. And,
right. So that exactly. Go ahead.
I'm not, you know, saying no, but in the same sense. Oh, get him. He's here. The thing is, I've gotten these phone calls before. I've never heard of you. And
understood.
I don't know how your system works, and my biggest pitch is, you know, customers, they say have the final say, but truthfully, customers fucking suck. And I'll say that with a grain of salt because, you know, if the customer thinks they're right all the time, they're not. And I've had a few to where, you know, because I'm in the mood that I'm in, I have no problem telling anybody to go fly a kite. In better words, go fuck yourself.
Right.
I'll give you the shirt off my back, or I'll do what I'm contracted to do, and I stand 100% behind what I do. But in the same token, if it's not on the contract and you're not paying for it, you're not getting it. You know, and I'm tired of cheap people and tire kickers and all the other bullshit. So.
No, I'm with you on that for sure. I understand that part. So the reason I'm asking the questions is to, of course, get you the information on the listing and the pricing, but also to make sure you qualify for the listing, which it definitely looks like you do. So just a couple of the quick questions and I can get that for you. Are you doing residential and commercial work or just residential?
Yes. No, we do both.
Yeah, both. Okay, great. And you're the sole owner, right?
I am the owner.
Great. How many years you guys been in business?
I stopped counting after 30.
Oh, nice. So, it says here since 1997, right?
I don't know what you're looking at, but I actually started in 1986.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at your Angie's listing. Maybe it is incorrect. Another thing they did wrong.
Well, probably because I changed names in 1997. I went from, you know, he's here for money. I went from my personal name into an entity, and that was in 1997.
Ah, I see. So that might have been where it came from. So let's see here. Okay, so that should do it for that. So like I said, it's to get you the information on the listing, pricing, get you everything you're looking for here. So let me just get that for you here. So if you like what you hear, though. Oh.
Bye. Pardon me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. Okay.
No, I'm multitasking, so.
You know, I know all about that. So if you like what you hear, though, price is fair, you'd be willing to move forward today, right?
Once I hear the price, I'll let you know.
Okay. Fair enough.
I would like to call Angie and tell them to go fly a fucking kite and tell them that, you know, their customer service maybe for the customer is fine, but their service for the contractor sucks. And, you know, the funny thing is I have a few houses and we've used other contractors out of state at our house, totally fucked up the project and, you know, there's no recourse. They won't post anything. However, you know, if there's a problem or something or a conflict, they do nothing to help the contractor and they're all about the consumer. And I think that's bullshit. So, you know, if I don't have a voice with you guys, like if they have a place to post something and, you know, I tell you to take that shit down, I'll tell you the same thing to go fly a fucking kite because I'm tired and I'm old and I do my job, but I don't have time for the bullshit of the world today. And
no, I got you, man. I totally understand, especially nowadays.
I don't know how many people you get, you know, that you call and that are, you know, tell it like it is or they want to sugarcoat or afraid to say something wrong.
You're one of the first, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Yeah.
It happens.
I'm not
I respect your candor, really. I do.
Yeah, I'm not a yes.
I'm man. The same way.
If I'm wrong, I admit it. But if you're wrong, I'll tell you you're wrong. If you don't like it, then, you know, okay. So.
Right. No.
Hit me with your price.
So, yeah, that's what I was just going to get into. So what I'm going to do is put you on with my pricing director for your area, Jesse. That way he can give you the information on the listing, the pricing, answer any questions you have, give it to you straight, right? That's how we want to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, so one moment here. All right, so it was good talking to you, John. Jesse's going to jump on now. Yeah?
Get out of California and go back to Hawaii.
I'm trying to as soon as I can, man. All right, you have a good one, man.
You too.
Hi, John.
How are you?